Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome into Stacking Dubs. I'm your host, Chris Chin. I guess it's another rock bottom for the Warriors. Lose to a previously 8-win Toronto Raptors. No Kuminga, no Draymond, but no excuses. The game we should have won, and you know, for the most part, just looked basically as equal talent-wise as the Raptors. If that's, you know, blew a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter. Same issues offensively, trying to score in the clutch, just nothing outside of Steph Curry. And, you know, if Steph Curry is also not making shots, you know, where do you turn to for offense? Wiggins had a couple little isolation plays, missed a 5-footer, missed an open three. Buddy Hield missed an open three. I mean, sure, those shots go down. It's maybe a different story, but it's just the same. It's the same recipe as all season long. Just no one that you can consistently go to outside of Steph in the clutch. Thought maybe Dennis Schroeder could be that, but he has just not been good since coming over from the Nets. And yeah, he's given us a little extra ball handling and some stability at the position, but it has been nowhere near the offensive boost that we had hoped for. Buddy Hield was especially bad in this one, as he has been for I don't even know how long, but I hate to say that all those previous teams Buddy played on who said you're gonna love him for 10 games and then not afterwards were right. We're not even going to get into the Buddy problem. The bigger problem is there is just no secondary or tertiary, which would be third, scoring on this team. Moving on, that's all I'm going to say about this game. What we've learned, and I think you guys would probably agree with me, is that this team is just, they've played themselves out of contention. I mean, they're so far past just one move or even two moves away. I mean, you could say, hey, we're going to add, you know, this like a Vucevic piece or even a Cam Johnson piece, or we're gonna trade some chips for a Jimmy Butler. And I guess the move isn't there, and more importantly, the move doesn't make the Warriors any better than a 5 or 6 seed in the West. The team is not winning at all, and we're here for championships. You know, in the words of my good friend Ricky Bobby, if you're not first, you're last. And well, the Warriors are basically last and they're pretty literally last as well. But my point is that, you know, there isn't really a move to make at this point in time. The trade deadline is what's today, the 14th. So we got 3 weeks. I mean, we're not going to have Kuminga back anytime before that. Probably. I mean, this team isn't going to all of a sudden just go on some huge run that makes us believe that we're close to being in contention again. It's something we said at the beginning of the season where, you know, if they could find themselves at, call it, what would it be, 25-15 at the midway point, then hey, now you can maybe make one or two kind of supplementary moves, or, you know, even push your chips all in and just make that move that puts you way over the top for a star. But again, the star's not there, and this team is not 25-15, and a 12-3 start has quickly faded, and we had some false optimism. Team was playing great at that point, but I think we've seen enough to know that that was just lightning in a bottle. That's not who this team is. I mean, the team we've seen the last month is probably lesser than the team that this truly is. It's somewhere in the middle. I'd honestly call this team probably a below 500 team all in all going forward. If I had to bet my money on this current roster for the rest of the season, I would say we're not a 500 team. So my point is, you know, what are we doing? And that's the question. And it seems like everyone's looking for answers. What the heck are we doing? And I'm talking about just like a front office and just roster construction standpoint, because we can put as much as we want on Steve Kerr. I mean, he has not done a great job. He'd be the first to admit that. The pieces just aren't there. The players just aren't playing well enough. I mean, it's the NBA, guys. I mean, you can point your fingers at the coach. And trust me, I have plenty of qualms with Steve Kerr. It's your players. You have to have the players. You have to have the talents. The coach manages the culture. He manages the rotations. Yes, but it's the NBA. It's all about your talent, especially top end talents. So that all being said, you know, I'm looking at what can the Warriors do going forward, and what have the Warriors been basically telling us publicly through the media over the past 24 hours that seems to be kind of tipping their hand. And, you know, as we're talking poker terms here about tipping your hand, you know, the options are you fold or you go all in, right? It's as simple as that. You know, there are some middle moves to be made, but at some point you have to make the decision. Are you folding or are you going all in? And the Warriors play tells me that they're folding. But what they're saying also makes me believe that they're folding, but I guess it's less drastic than folding. It's they're folding on this season and trying to live to fight another day, and that being next season. And I'm just going to kind of go through the comments, which I'm sure you've heard. The first one a couple of days ago, Draymond Green talked about how he, Steve Kerr, and Steph are all aligned that they do not want to mortgage the future. What that means, you can read between the lines. I mean, obviously, it's we're talking picks, and I would think you're talking young players, right? You're probably talking Kuminga. I mean, if his only point was, hey, we don't want to trade Jonathan Kuminga, sure, that's fine. I can get along with that. I think you guys, we can argue back and forth whether when's the time, if ever, to trade Kuminga. It sounds like right now is not the time because it doesn't put you over the top. So sure, don't mortgage the future with Kuminga, but does that also mean, hey, don't trade a first round pick for Vucevic? Does that mean don't trade your picks at all? Like, what does that mean? Steve Kerr kind of gives you a little more clarity on it. He says it would be irresponsible to jeopardize the future to basically take a wild stab at something, right? So if you, I mean, at this point, you would be taking a wild stab for all the points that we talked about. Steph Curry, his after the game just said, basically desperate trades or desperate moves that deplete the future. There's a responsibility to keep the franchise in a good place long term. And if there was a situation that made sense for our team, we'd know about it. And when I first heard these comments, I'm like, wow, this team's giving up. And I was emotional about it. And I was like, wow, I mean, in the long run, Steph Curry's almost 37 years old. Like, can you just give up on a season at this point? Like, how much more Steph do we have? Like, I mean, what's the plan here? I mean, we're just gonna wait until he's 38 years old and try to make another run at it. But honestly, that might be the best course of action, and I'm gonna kind of outline basically the what we can do here. And I hate to admit it, but at this point, the Warriors have played themselves out of making a move to really go all in. I've been saying it all season: go all in. It's Steph Curry's final window. You might only have 2 years left of him, hopefully 3 years. He's already been starting to, show glimpses of, hey, maybe he can't carry a team as an alpha scorer on every night or even most nights. I'm not going to have that conversation now because he has been playing better. And I do believe that he can still be at least a 1B scorer and probably still the alpha scorer if you put the right team around him on a championship contender. But can we afford to throw in one more year? I mean, our hands are kind of tied because this team is not it. So here's kind of the options, right? Is number one, you can overpay for a star. I mean, right now, Jimmy Butler's just there. Zion Williamson is there available. I mean, Zach LaVine is there. You could just say, hey, we're going to eat the contract. This is the one move that we're going to be able to make. We're going to maybe have to send Kuminga and or Wiggins out in any of those respective trades. We're going to have to send picks in those trades. And lastly, whoever you're taking on, that salary is basically just handcuffing you for, that's the move you're making for the next 2, 3 years and you're done. And I think we've all realized that at this point, that just doesn't make sense to go all in as badly as the Warriors need a second star, and that is the biggest problem. None of those players put us over the top. This team has played themselves out of even worth considering, hey, does adding Zion to this team, even if it was just for picks and some ancillary matching salary, does that even put us over the top, even if he was healthy? I don't think it does. I think that's maybe a fourth or fifth seed in the West if everything pans out perfectly, and Zion learns to not eat everything in sight and he doesn't go to In-N-Out Burger in California here or whatnot. Anyways. So, option one doesn't seem to be an option right now. It is not an option right now. Option two is what I've and most people have been clamoring for. And that's kind of like that middle ground to give ourselves a chance at a playoff run this year. It would be trying to get a Vucevic, for a pick. It'd probably have to just be a first round pick either in the next 2 years, which those picks are looking more and more valuable as we lose more games. It would be trying to go get Cam Johnson, which also would cost you at least a first. And I mean, it sounded like the Nets wanted Kuminga, so we don't want to do that. But essentially, giving up your first round picks, to obtain somebody, which I'm okay with, but these players are going to be $20 million, and I think in these cases, closer to $25 million. And then it's the same situation where you're basically handcuffed against the apron. Like, this is the move you're making. Whatever salary you're sending back, that is the salary filler that you would have available to make a bigger move in the off season. And while it's not impossible, you're pretty much giving yourself a very slim route to acquiring a potential star who does open up in the summer. Like, I think you get Vucevic, who has, I think, 2 more years on his contract. That's $22 million more. You still have to pay Kuminga in the offseason. That's going to be at least $30 million more. And then you still have, Wiggins, $27 million, Draymond's $27 million, $30 million, and Curry's huge contract, which is $55, $60 million. I mean, you're already way over the cap, and that is your team going forward. So you can't, unless you're going to trade, sign and trade Kuminga, or move some of these other pieces. I just don't know if that makes sense either. I mean, it gives you a better chance, and it keeps us competitive this year, and it makes us less frustrated. And I don't have to hop on here on my little microphone and just be all pissed off. And I'll try to be optimistic for you guys as we lose, 7 out of 25 games, and 7 out of our last 25 games. In the short term, it feels like, okay, it gives us a fighting chance at this season. And if nothing else, makes Steph Curry a little happier. But it seems like the team is aligned on, let's just not make a move that handcuffs us or ties our hands unless we know it's the right move. And that's been the way it's been for the last several years. It's why we didn't get Pascal Siakam. It's why we didn't use the expiring contract of even Kelly Oubre or Chris Paul last year. It's just why we didn't, I don't know about marketing, but we didn't offer more for marketing. I don't know what it would have actually taken for marketing, but if it was Kuminga, Pajemski, and a whole bunch of picks, and the Jazz said they would do that, I mean, we didn't pull the trigger. So who knows what it would have been. But for whatever reason, the Warriors have just waited and waited to cash in their chips. And I can understand that no trade really seemed like a no-brainer outside of maybe a Paul George trade, which, as Anthony Slater also mentioned, that was more of the Clippers holding that up than anything else. The Warriors did want to make that move. I mean, look at Paul George. He's probably the worst one of the worst contracts in the league right now. He's been playing terribly on a max contract, and that would have been your one move. Markin is not playing that well. The Jazz have been terrible. That might have not, been the only move you have. So the optimist in me says, at least we still have one move to make. We still have one bullet in the chamber. We still got one match in the box. But man, that bullet is looking weaker and weaker. It's looking like a little BB at this point, where the value of it is going down, the options are getting slim, and you are just praying that in the offseason, if you hold on to most of your picks and don't really make any, you don't give up any ones, you can make a small move. You don't trade Kuminga or any players. You're hoping that somebody wants not a free agent, but a trade wants to get to, or some team wants to deal with the Warriors. I mean, the player fits, right? I mean, we know we need to stretch five. We need some size. We need another scorer, ball handler. I mean, that player has to fit. It has to be, basically we have one move to make, and we have no idea which player is going to be available for that, if there's a player at all. I mean, you're hoping that somebody wants to make one last run with the Warriors, like a LeBron James or a Kevin Durant. No, those are really the only moves that make sense. Like, you're not going to get it. Giannis isn't going to come here at this point. You're not going to get like an Anthony Edwards or a Jokic or any of those top players. I mean, maybe Paul George gets moved. I mean, I don't think like a guy like Embiid probably wouldn't move, and that's a ton of money. So I guess my point is, the Warriors are pretty stuck and crap out of options, except for continuing. If you're going to throw a Hail Mary, there's different ways you can throw this Hail Mary. Again, the option one would be to throw the Hail Mary now, knowing that you are overpaying, and you go try to get Jimmy Butler and just hope that something clicks. It's throwing a half measure Hail Mary, which could end up being your last play anyways, and just adding a Vucevic or a Cam Johnson, which doesn't put you over the top. Or you just sit, you wait, and you hope that somebody wants to come play with Steph Curry and chase a ring and the pieces fit. Yeah, short of that, I mean that really is the last prayer. So I guess we are living on a prayer, but at least we still have that one bullet left, if that. And that's pretty much, I think, what, as I thought this whole thing through a little bit more and I got past the anger of saying, wow, this team is just quitting on this season. Like, Draymond, you're just talking out of your butt right now and saying, oh, let's just keep on holding on to everybody. And, what's the plan? My initial thought again was, then what are we doing? We're just going to sit here in 10th, 11th place for the next 5 years and never make a move. I mean, that's the one thing that can't happen. And it seems closer and closer to happening. He's just not making a move, right? Every day that goes by, Steph Curry, Draymond Curry get a day older. Steph Curry gets a day older. The rest don't really matter. And, you're running out of more moves to make. You're just sliding back out of the playoff picture. And the day that Steph Curry retires and this team is a Jonathan Kuminga, Pajemski, Moody, and TJD, and whatever late lottery picks that we end up spending later on, that team's not competitive. I mean, you're still hopeful to get to 11th place at that point. And quite frankly, look at the West. Look, I mean, outside even the Celtics and the Cavs, who are really good for the next few years, the Thunder are just going to be, they have as much, young and draft assets, and just young talent as it gets. I mean, they're only going to get much better, as are the Spurs with Wembanyama, like, and Luka Doncic with the Mavs. I mean, the Grizzlies are young with Ja and Jaren Jackson. The Rockets are up and coming and doing great. Like, you're not catching and passing any of these teams, 3 years down the road when Steph Curry's out of the league. Jonathan Kuminga, even if he becomes an all-star, even if he becomes a superstar, he's not leading this team anywhere past any of those squads without a whole bunch of luck coming into play. So, I mean, at this point, you're going to need a lot of luck. It's about a matter of timing on when you want to just finally push the chips in. If you, for those that play poker, you're sitting on, not, you had your stack of chips and you're just waiting to go all in. You're waiting to go all in. You're folding. You have a chance to go all in with Ace King. You wait to live another day for something better. And then you have a chance to go in with Pocket Jacks. Oh, you're gonna wait a little later. Now your stack's getting low. And at some point you have to make that push in. And it's like, okay, well, now if I get a pocket fives or Jack 10 suited, now, maybe now is the time I gotta go all in because it's now or never. That's where the Warriors have basically gotten themselves into, where they're just running low stacked, running out of options. The clock is ticking and the move is just not there. So, hey, maybe the dealer is going to throw us a pair of Kings. And, like I said, a Kevin Durant's just going to want out and say, hey, let's go back to the Warriors. There you go. That's the best hope. But at least the Warriors are going to try to position themselves to be available for that to happen. You make a move now, that can't even happen. So I guess preach patience. That's all I can say. I mean, at least Steph Curry has signed off on it. If Steph Curry's okay with it, then I think the rest of us have to be. As much as I'd like to just go and start winning games now, all that matters is, keep Steph a Warrior, keep Steph healthy, and give Steph a chance as long as possible. And realistically, I think Steph, give him 2 more years of at least being able to lead a team as a 1B scorer. And now if you somehow get a superstar, that team maybe next year, maybe 2 years from now, has a chance. Wow, that was a whole bunch of hoping, guys. All right. Well, hopefully this, you're probably gonna be upset about all this take, as am I, but I think that's probably the best course forward. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, the chat. I mean, again, there is no right answer, guys. There's no fix. As much as everyone wants to say, don't do this, don't do that, I agree. We shouldn't do anything. They're all bad moves, but at some point you gotta get lucky. So let me know what makes the most sense to push that hand to the, I'll push your chips to the middle, and how good a hand we would need to eventually do that. Okay, deep breath. Until then, we'll talk next time. I have not even looked at the schedule. It's just, I don't even care. The next game just doesn't really seem to matter that much. Let's just take a deep breath and try to move forward. All right, thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't forget, hit that like, subscribe. I'm Chris Chin. Peace, love, and stacking dubs.